Amen. Iba tutu made o Onise matide This is a new season This is a new season The owner of the world will do his work The owner of the world will do his work. Let your mind be at rest. Let your mind be at rest. For the Lord God Almighty cannot fail. The Lord God Almighty cannot fail. Iba tutu made o. Onise matide. Iba tutu made o. Onise hashise efarabale. 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 Onise hashise efarabale.
Somebody shout hallelujah. And you just said hallelujah. You didn't shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. We are going to use one verse of the Bible to pray. And we are going to pray it into our hearts, into our lives. And we're going to pray it into our families. We're going to pray this verse of the Bible into the Congress. We're going to pray it into our congregations. We're going to pray it into our friends. We're going to pray this verse of the Bible into the first timers, those who are coming to the Congress for the first time. Thank God I was at the Congress the very first time, 1998 in Lekki, and I have not missed one since that time. And God Almighty, who has brought you, He will keep you. You will not miss any in the near future in the name of Jesus Christ. Can somebody still shout hallelujah again? 2 Kings chapter 2 verse 9. We are going to pray with 2 Kings chapter 2 verse 9. Please turn with me to 2 Kings chapter 2 verse 9. I will read it in phrases. I will read the first phrase, then the second phrase, because we are going to pray on this verse according to the various phrases. 2 Kings chapter 2 and verse 9. And it came to pass. And it came to pass. When they had gone over. And it came to pass when they had gone over, that Elijah said unto Elisha, ask what I shall do for thee. Ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. Ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion, somebody say double portion. Let a double portion, say it again, double portion. Let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. A double portion of thy spirit be upon me. So we will rise wherever we are. We use this verse to worship God. If you look at it, it says, and that was how it started, meaning God was saying something before this verse. Something was happening. Elisha, who received a double portion, something happened in his life to this point. God helped him. Shall we rise and bless and worship God as God our helper? Thus far has the Lord helped us. Ebenezer, let's worship God. God has helped us in the Congress since 1998 to this year, 2022. Since 1998 to 2022. That's how God also helped Elisha. So let's worship God. He's our helper. God has helped you. He has built you up over the years in the various ways, in your family, in your business, in your ministry, your Christian life, in your health, in your strength, in your relationships. The Lord God Almighty has helped you. He has helped you. God has helped you. So let's worship Him. God, our helper, our Ebenezer, thus far has the Lord helped us. Thus far has the Lord helped us. Let's worship God. He's our helper. He's our helper. Let's worship Him for helping us. Thank you, Father. We bless your name for worshiping us because you are God. God is unlimited. He's the unlimited God. He's able to help us to unlimited measures. Whatever He had done before in your life, a double portion is not difficult for Him. So let's worship Him. Our God is able. He is able. He is more than able. God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. according to the power that is at work in us. Let's worship and adore God. Let's bless His holy name, because He has been our helper and He is able to help us beyond our prayers. He is able to help us beyond our imagination. God is able to help us beyond whatever we have ever asked for. So let's bless Him. Let's spend the time to worship God today. As we worship God, we are handing over our lives, handing over our situations, handing over the entire Congress to Him. We are saying, oh God, as we are crossing over, oh God, take over. Oh God, take over. Take over. That's what we are doing as we worship Him. Let's worship Him. Let's adore Him. Let's exalt Him. Let's magnify Him. He is our God, able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. We bless you, Lord. We worship you, Father. We exalt you. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We give you all the praise. There is nothing that is hard for you. You are able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Yes, let's worship God. God is able to help us in a sustainable manner, to help us over the years to the point of victory, the point of breakthrough, the point of success. Let's bless Him. He is God. He is King. He is King. Let's exalt Him. God is able. Because it came to pass, He continued helping Elisha until it came to the point where the challenge of the blessing was there. God will help you to the end. He will help you to the end. He that has started a good thing will bring it to fruition. So let's worship Him. Let's adore Him. Let's bless God. God is worthy. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be adored. He's worthy to be exalted. He's Jehovah, the great provider, the great defender. He is our light. He is our salvation. He's the Almighty, King of kings, Lord of lords, God of gods. Oh God, our helper, our helper, our helper. We bless you. Father, we bless you. Let's bless Him. Let's bless Him. Let's bless Him. Let's bless Him. He is God. He is God. He is God. Let's exalt Him. As we worship Him, we know Him more. And those who know Him, they are strong and they do exploits. Elijah knew Him. That's why Elijah said, ask whatever you want. I know my God. Whatever you want, ask me. Let me do it for you. I know my God. I know my God. He is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Yes. Those who know their God shall be strong and they shall do exploits. Let's exalt our God. As you worship God, He gives you a revelation of Himself. And as God gives you a revelation of Himself, you have such an understanding of God that you know Him. You know Him. And you can say like Elijah, what do you want? What do you want? Tell me what you want before I be taken away from you. What do you want? What exactly do you want? My God is able. Let's worship Him. Let's exalt Him. He's the creator of the universe. The one who rules in heaven. And He rules in the kingdom of men. He's the one who removes kings. He's the one who sets up kings. He's the Lord of hosts. The one who is mighty in battle. The one who is glorious in holiness. The one who is awesome in praise. Let's worship Him. Let's exalt Him. I'm telling you, a double portion of whatever you desire is no job for God. It's nothing difficult for God. Nothing at all. It's not difficult in any way. God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you ask or think. So let's bless Him. Let's bless Him. He is our God. He is our God. The God who changes the times and the seasons. And He says the time to favor you has come. Once God says the time to favor you has come, nobody can change it. Nobody can stop it. Let's worship Him. Our times are in His hand. He's the one who changes the times. He's the one who changes the seasons. He is Lord. He is God. The Bible says that success does not belong to the wise, does not belong to those who are learned, it does not belong to those who are presumed to be great, but time and chance happened to them all. Let's worship God. He's the controller of time and chance. Our God is the controller of time and chance. Let's bless Him. Let's bless Him. The time to favor you has come. Your set time has come. Once God says it, it's your set time. Because our God inhabits eternity. So one day is like 1,000 years before Him. And God says, tonight is your set time. Your set time has come. The time to favor you has come. Let's worship Him. Let's exalt Him. Let's exalt God. The time to favor me has come. The time to favor you has come. It's your time. It's your time to shine. It's your time for a double portion. It's a new season for you. There are new dimensions for you. New dimensions from the Almighty God. The time to favor you has come. Your set time has come. Your set time has come. Your set time has come. Bless Him. Bless God. Just bless God. Let's worship Him as if that's the only thing we are going to do tonight. As if there is nothing else. Just to worship Him. Let's worship Him expecting His prophetic operations in our lives. And I'm prophesying into your life as you worship God that your set time has come. That tonight is a special night for you. Tonight is your night. Tonight is my night. Your set time has come. Your set time has come. The time to favor you has come. Our God is the one who changes times. He's the one who changes the seasons. He's the one who is in charge of times and chance. He is God. He is Lord. Let's exalt Him. Your set time has come. Your set time has come. The time to favor you has come. Worship God. Exalt God. Exalt God until He takes over. Exalt Him until He takes over. For He alone is Lord, and He alone is God. He alone is King. Bless Him. He's the one who orders the steps of the righteous. The steps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord. Let's bless Him. Let's bless Him. Let's exalt Him. Exalt Him. He is our God. He is our King. We bless You, Father. We bless You, Lord. We exalt You. You are great. You are good. You are wonderful. There's none like unto You. None can be compared unto You, O God, our King. Yes, none can be compared unto You. You are the God of gods. You are the Lord of lords. You are the everlasting Father. You are the one who is mighty in battle. There's nothing that is hard for You. With God, all things are possible. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. He says, I am the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for Me? Promotion does not come from the east or from the west. Promotion comes from the Lord. Promotion comes from the Lord. Let's exalt Him. Let's praise Him. Let's worship Him. Let's adore Him. Promotion comes from the Lord. Promotion comes from the Lord. Exalt Him. Exalt Him. Praise Him. Exalt Him. Adore Him. Exalt Him. Magnify Him. Exalt Him. Glorify Him. He is our God. He is our King. Blessed be Your name forever, O God. Blessed be Your name forever. You are worthy. You are worthy, O Lord. You are worthy, O God. Worthy to be praised. Worthy to be adored. Worthy to be worshipped. Thank You, Father. Thank You, mighty God. Thank You, glorious God. For You alone are God. Thank You, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have worshipped. Amen. Let's go back again to that 2 Kings chapter 2 verse 9. Now we are going to do warfare from that verse. We'll do warfare. Because we have worshipped the Lord, we know the Lord is here. We know the Lord is walking already. We know the Lord is taking over. We know that tonight is a special night. That tonight is your night. Tonight is my night. That the maker of heaven and earth will intervene for you. He will intervene for me. He will strengthen Daddy. He will strengthen everyone that will minister tonight. Let's bless him again. Let's bless him again. Let us bless him again. Let's exalt him again. Let's give him glory and honor and praise again. He is Lord. He is God. He is King. Ha, Father, you are wonderful. Lord, you are marvelous. Lord, you are glorious. Oh, God, we bless you. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. Hallelujah. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' mighty name we have worshipped. Amen. 2 Kings chapter 2 verse 9. And it came to pass when they were gone over that Elijah said unto Elisha, ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit me. Hallelujah. You know, the devil is a thief. He comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. What we want to take from him is our own already. For God has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So he has stolen them. So we must bind the strong man and enter his house and take what belongs to us in the name of Jesus. If you believe that with me, shout hallelujah. So right now, brethren, we are going to take authority, the authority of the believer. You know, Kenneth Hagin was distinguishing between ability and authority. He says ability, a superman can hold a truck, and when the truck wants to move, he will hold it, after the truck will pull him. That is ability. A superman, if he stands on the road, a truck that is driving will knock him and kill him. That's ability. But what is authority? A little woman who is wearing police uniform stands on the road as the trailer is coming with speed. She doesn't even need to look at him. She just raises one hand. As she raises one hand towards that trailer, what will the trailer do? It has to stop because that woman is carrying the federal government of Nigeria. That is authority. Authority, you are not using energy. In Yoruba, it's not tikpa tikpa. It is because of that which has been conferred upon you. Authority. It is by authority we are going to take that which belongs to us. Because God says he has given Jesus a name that is above every other name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Of things in heaven and things on earth. And things under the earth. And every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Right now, the devil who steals, kills, and destroys will take authority. We'll call that name Jesus 7 times. After we have called it 7 times, then I will start releasing the prayer points that we will use to attack the devil. Shall we shout in the name of Jesus? Again, Jesus, and again, Jesus, and again, Jesus, and again, Jesus, again, Jesus, and again, the longest, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's pray this prayer, that in the name of Jesus, every plan of the devil to distort, to disturb, to destroy what God has planned for me tonight, that plan is dismantled in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's go ahead dismantle every plan of the devil to steal, every plan of the devil to kill, every plan of the devil to destroy. Whatever God has planned for you tonight, in the name of Jesus, dismantle it. Dismantle it. Disorganize it. Break it into pieces and throw it away in different directions. Let the wind blow it away. In the name of Jesus, the plan of God for my life shall stand. The plan of God for me tonight shall stand. Satan, take your hands off my blessings. I am blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Satan, take your hands off my blessings. I'm blessed tonight. Tonight, there's a double portion for me. Tonight, there's a double portion for my family. Tonight, there's a double portion in this Congress. Tonight, there's a double portion in my ministry. Tonight, there's a double portion. Double portion breakthrough coming to my finances. Satan, take your hands off my ministry. Take your hands off my health. Take your hands off my finances. Take your hands off my family. Take your hands off this Congress. Take your hands off every participant. Take your hands off everyone that will watch by TV, by social media. Satan, take your hands off. We dismantle your plans. We dismantle all your plans. You shall not prevail because you have failed. In the name of Jesus, you have failed. In the name that is above every other name. In the name of Jesus, Satan, you have failed. Satan, you have failed. You have no right. No right whatsoever over us. You have no right. In the name of Jesus, you have no right. Let's take authority and command the devil to take his hands off your blessings. Satan, take your hands off my blessings. Take your hands off my blessings in the name of Jesus. Take your hands off. Take your hands off in the name of Jesus. You are a thief. You are a murderer. You are a destroyer. But today you are powerless. In the name of Jesus, Satan, you are powerless. You are powerless. We stand on the authority of the believer. The authority that God has given to us. That in the name of Jesus we will cast out devils. So every demon that wants to constitute itself into a nuisance in the life of any one of us concerning this Congress, we command that you be bound. We bind you. And we cast you out in the name of Jesus. We bind you. We bind you. Together with the corporate anointing, let's bind every unclean spirit that will want to disturb, to distract, to distort, to disable the plans of God in our personal lives in this Congress. Tonight and in the nights and in the days that are to come, let's take authority against them. We bind you, unclean spirits. We cast you out in the name of Jesus. We bind you. We cast you out in the name of Jesus. You have no right. No right whatsoever. We must prevail. For the Lord is on our side. Thank you, mighty God. Thank you, Holy Father. Thank you, Lord of hosts. Let's take authority against every distracting spirit. The sons of the prophets knew that Elijah was going, but they didn't cross Jordan. They stayed afar off. No! We take authority against that spirit. The spirit that keeps you afar off. You will not be afar off in this Congress. You will participate, you will be involved. God will help you. Therefore, every spirit of distraction will take authority against you, will bind you, will cast you out in the name of Jesus. We command you to lose your power. Lose your power. You have failed. Lose your power. You have failed. In the name of Jesus, you have failed. In the name of Jesus, you have failed. In the name of Jesus, you have failed. We will cross over. We will get to the point of the divine visitation. Tonight is the night of my divine visitation. Tonight is a night of divine visitations. In the name of Jesus Christ, every unclean spirit that wants to walk against this divine visitation, coming to you, coming to me, coming to our families, coming to our health, coming to our finances, coming to our ministries, every unclean spirit that in any way wants to walk against it, we bind you, we cast you out in the name of Jesus. We bind you, we cast you out in the name of Jesus. We bind you, we cast you out in the name of Jesus. By the corporate anointing, let's uproot everything that the enemy had planted to distract and distort and disturb any one of us concerning tonight, tonight and the rest of this Congress. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let's uproot them. Uproot, uproot in the name of Jesus. Whatever the Father has not planted, let's uproot it. Whatever the Father has not planted is uprooted. Whatever the Father has not planted is uprooted. We uproot it in the name of Jesus. We uproot it in the name of Jesus. We uproot it in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, by the corporate anointing, by our agreement as the saints of God, we uproot every tree that the Father has not planted. Tonight, tonight is a night of divine visitation. I receive my visitation. You receive your visitation. Visitation from the Lord. Divine visitation. Visitation from the Lord God Almighty. Receive it. Receive it. Every unclean spirit walking against it is demobilized. Everyone walking against it is demobilized. In the name of Jesus. Tonight, divine visitation. God is coming in his great visitation in our lives. For he is our God. He is our King. Yes, God alone. Therefore, let's cast out these demons. Let's take authority against them. Just like that woman in police uniform who stopped the trailer. Let's tell the devil, toss far, no further. Stop there, no further. You can go no further. We bind all your activities. We cast you out in the name of Jesus. In the name that is above every other name. We cast you out in the name of Jesus. We cast you out in the name of Jesus. The Lord Jesus is King. The Lord Jesus is King. Elijah said, ask me whatever you want. Let's take authority against the spirit of vanity. Against the spirit of vanity. We have come here for business. Business with God. We have come here to seek the Lord. Let's take authority against the spirit of vanity. We will not spend our time in vanity. We will not spend our lives in vanity. We will not ask God for things that do not count. We will not ask God for things that do not matter. We will ask God for things that are wise. Therefore, every spirit of foolishness, let's bind, bind the spirit of foolishness. Bind the spirit of vanity. Bind it in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, our focus is not on vanity. Our focus is not on foolishness. Our focus is on the double portion of the spirit of Elijah, the double portion of the spirit, a double portion of the spirit, a double portion of the spirit. That's why we are gathered here. Therefore, let's bind the spirit of vanity, the spirit of foolishness, the spirit of carnality, the spirit of worldliness. Let's bind them in the name of Jesus and cast them out. Let's bind them and cast them out in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Satan, you have lost this battle. You have lost this battle. We are more than conquerors. We are more than conquerors. Let's worship God. Let's worship God. Let's adore Him. Because God has helped us to overcome the devil. So let's worship God. We have overcome the devil. Bless the Lord. Bless the Almighty God. Bless the Lord of hosts. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Mighty God. Thank you, King of Kings.
In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Now we are going to ask God for some specific things. Some very specific things. Number one, track records are very important before breakthroughs. God doesn't just carry his virtues and pour on somebody that has no track record. You have to grow to get to the point you can be poured, that the double portion can be poured upon you. You have to know God, walk with him. So your track record is important. We want to ask God now. And as we thank him, we say, Father, all that you have done for us from the beginning of our lives and our Christian lives, we thank you. Shall we give thanks to the Lord right now? Let's thank God for all that God has done for us from the beginning of our lives and all our Christian lives. Let's thank him. And let's exercise faith in him. And say, Father, we know that the Lord who has started a good thing, he will finish it. Our God is a mighty finisher. When he created heaven and earth, he finished it. He finished the things he was creating and then rested on the seventh day. Our God is a finisher. He's a finisher. Oh God, you have started with me. Therefore, you have brought me to today. Ah, I bless you. Thank you, Father. You will not fail. You will not change. You are the Lord God Almighty. So, be prepared. Be prepared for the divine visitation. Ask the Lord to grant you the Holy Spirit to prepare you for the divine visitation of tonight. The divine visitation in your life, the divine visitation in your family, the divine visitation in the Congress. Ask the Lord to prepare you specially. Tell him, Lord, Holy Spirit, by the word of God, prepare me, prepare my heart, prepare my mind, prepare my emotions. Prepare me, Holy Spirit, prepare me for the divine visitation. There is a divine visitation coming. There is a divine visitation coming. A double portion is coming to somebody tonight. A double portion is coming to somebody tonight. Father, prepare me. Lord, prepare me. Lord, prepare me. Prepare my heart. Prepare me. Prepare me, Lord, as a sanctuary. Prepare me for your divine visitation. Yes, Lord, prepare my heart. Prepare my mind. Prepare my emotion. Prepare my will. Help me, Lord. Prepare even my body, my spirit, my soul, my body. Prepare me, Lord. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Lord of Lords. Thank you, God of Gods. We thank you, Father. We thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Elijah told Elisha, wait for me in Gilgal. I'm going to Jericho. He said, I'm following you. Okay, wait for me. I'm going to Bethel. He said, I'm following you. Wait for me. I'm going to Jordan. I'm following you. The sons of the prophets waited behind. But Elisha pressed on until they crossed over Jordan. Can we ask the Lord and say, Father, pour upon me the spirit of persistence. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, pour upon me the spirit of persistence. I will not give up. I will not give in. I will not surrender. I will not surrender. I receive the spirit of persistence. I will persist. I will persist. Because Paul said, I press on toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Those who win the prize are those who press on. Father, grant me the strength to press on. To press on tonight. To press on tonight. To press on every day, every night of this Congress. Oh God, grant me the spirit of persistence in the name that is above every other name. In the name of Jesus, grant me the spirit of persistence. Oh God, spirit of persistence. I will not give up. No! I will not give up. I will not give in. No! I will not give in. I will not give up. I will not give in. The spirit of persistence. Let's receive the spirit of persistence. Let God prepare you. And as God prepares you, God pours upon you the spirit of persistence. We will persist until we receive the divine visitation. Tonight is for divine visitation. This Congress is for divine visitation. It's a new season in somebody's life. It's a new season in my life. It's a new season in your life. It's a night of divine visitation. I will not give up. I will not give in. I must make it. I must receive my divine visitation. My divine intervention. The Lord Jesus Christ wept over Jerusalem. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem. If only you knew the day of your visitation. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem. If only you knew the day of your visitation. Brethren, today is the night of your visitation. Tonight is the night of your visitation. This is the time of your visitation. Your set time has come. The time to favor you has come. This is the time of your visitation. We will not be like Jerusalem that knew not the day of his visitation. Oh, this is the day of your visitation. This is the day of my visitation. Let's receive it. Father, I receive. I receive the spirit of persistence. I persist until I cross over. I persist until I get to the place of the opportunity. I persist. Lord, I receive the grace. I receive the spirit. I receive the power. For you are my God. You are my King. You are Jehovah, the Almighty God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, mighty God. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. God, tonight is giving us an opportunity. And at this Congress, bountiful opportunities. Let's ask him, Father, let this opportunity not pass me by. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, this opportunity for a divine visitation. Tonight, let this opportunity not pass me by. This opportunity for a double portion in my ministry. Opportunity for a double portion in my business. Opportunity for a double portion in my health. Opportunity for a double portion in all that I lay my hands upon. Oh God, let this opportunity not pass me by. I receive the grace. Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Father, pass me not. Remember me. Remember me tonight. This great opportunity of divine visitation. I receive. In the name of Jesus Christ, I receive. I receive. In the name of Jesus, I receive. I receive. Let's go ahead, receive. In the name of Jesus, receive. This is your opportunity. Tonight is a great opportunity. When Elisha crossed that Jordan, that was when he was asked, what do you want? My brother, God is saying, what do you want tonight? My sister, God is saying, what do you want tonight? This is your opportunity. Optimize your opportunity. Possess your opportunity. You are prepared. You are persistent. Possess your opportunity. Possess it. Goliath was an opportunity to David. He possessed his opportunity. Ask God for grace. Receive grace. As the opportunity comes, as the moment flows, we receive it in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and pray. Tonight is my opportunity. Tonight is my opportunity. This Congress, my life is turning around. I'm entering a new phase of a double portion. In the name of Jesus, I'm entering a new phase. Take it from God. Take it. It's yours. It's yours. Take it. Receive it. It's yours. Oh, we bless you, Father. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, oh God. We bless you. So it's yours, my brethren, it's yours. Take it, it's your own. It's your own, receive it. Receive it. Tonight is your opportunity. So what is your priority? Is it cars you want? Is it houses? Or do you want a double portion of the Spirit? A double portion of the Spirit. Let's ask God, Father,
Open my eyes to see the priority. Open my eyes to see what is most important. A double portion of your spirit. Father, help me tonight. Help me tonight. I receive a double portion of your spirit. A double portion of your spirit. I receive, O God. I receive, O God, a double portion of your spirit.
Hallelujah. That is my priority. The double portion of God's spirit. I want the divine presence, the Shekinah presence, to abide with me throughout. I want the divine intervention, His glorious intervention in my life. Ha! Thank you, Father. The Lord is asking you, ask what you want. What do you want tonight? For the time to favor you has come. This is your opportunity. Ask, what do you want? What do you want from God? What is the priority in your life? What is it? Ask. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. It comes from God. The Lord of hosts. It comes from God. What is the priority in your life? This is your opportunity. Open up your heart to God and receive. Whatever you desire, ask the Lord. He's releasing it to you right away. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Take it. Take it. Elisha said, a double portion of your spirit. 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 Oh God, a double portion of your spirit. Let's ask God for a double portion of His spirit directly right now. Directly. A double portion of His spirit in whatever He has called us to do. A double portion of His spirit in your divine purpose. A double portion of His spirit in your ministry. A double portion of His spirit in your family. A double portion of His spirit. A double portion of His spirit. Let's receive a double portion of the Spirit of God. A double portion. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, mighty God. In Jesus' name we pray. And when Elisha received it, he got back to Jordan. And when he got there, he hit the water. Where is the Lord God of Elijah? And the water parted. Right now, let's say, Father, let there be a performance of your release. Go ahead and pray. Let there be a performance of your power. Let there be a performance of your power, O God. Let there be a performance of your power in my life. A performance in the name of Jesus. Let there be a performance, O God of gods, Lord of lords. Let there be a performance of your power. Where is the Lord God of Elijah? And Jordan parted asunder. Jordan parted asunder. Father, let there be a performance of your power. In my life, let there be a performance of your power. We have received the spirit of persistence. We have received the preparation by the Lord. We have received the priorities, possessing our opportunity. Now we need the power. Let the power be made manifest. Let there be a manifestation of God's power. Where is the Lord God of Elijah? And Jordan parted asunder. Jordan parted asunder. Jordan parted asunder. In the name of Jesus, let there be a manifestation of the power in our lives. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let there be a performance. A performance of those things that God has promised. A performance of those things that God has given to us. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, mighty God. Thank you, glorious God. Thank you. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. And finally, the highest point of power and of knowing God is not just getting, but giving. Shall we ask God for the kind of grace that Elijah could say, ask me anything you want,
And the man said, I want a double portion of your spirit. He said, you have asked for a hard thing. But if you see me when I'm taking, you will get it. Can we ask the Lord and say, Father, make me a releaser of your spirit. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, raise me to the point that I can be an agent that releases your spirit. Peter prayed in Cornelius' house and the Holy Ghost fell on the people. Peter went to Samaria and as he laid hands on the people, the Holy Ghost came on them. Out of Moses, the spirit was given to 70 people. The Lord Jesus Christ released the power of the spirit in the lives of 12, in the lives of 70, 120, and in our lives. Let's ask the Lord, Father, make me an agent to release your spirit, to release your double portion tonight. Do something in my life that will make me an agent that releases your double portion. Go ahead, go ahead. Bless the Lord. Go ahead, talk to Him. He is God. He is King. Worship Him. Adore Him. Let's lift our hands to God and just worship Him. Just worship Him. Worship Him.